Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Today, we are looking at the role played by Zimbabweans in the diaspora to help out friends and families affected by the worsening hunger situation and economic instability back home. But first, let's begin here in America. The Biden and Trump administrations have both accused China of unfair trade practices and flooding international markets with artificially cheap goods. Analysts say both U.S. presidential candidates are using tariffs to counter China and encourage local manufacturing jobs. VOA's Elizabeth Lee explains how this trade war could impact consumers.
This $6 made-in-China bike bell could cost $9.60 if additional tariffs proposed by Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump becomes reality.
We're doing tariffs on other countries. Other countries are going to finally, after 75 years, pay us back for all that we've done for the world. And the tariff will be substantial in some cases.
Meaning Chinese-made products will be hit with as much as a 60% tariff under Trump's plan. He also says he will implement blanket tariffs of up to 20% on all other countries. Both Trump and the Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris say they want to bring jobs back to the U.S.
A policy about China should be in making sure the United States of America wins the competition for the 21st century.
The Biden administration kept most of the import taxes put in place during Trump's presidency. In May, Biden announced further tariff increases on $18 billion worth of Chinese imports, including a 100% import tax on Chinese electric vehicles. The Biden administration says its tariffs are more strategic, aimed at specific industries, and that Trump's import tax takes on a broader approach that will cost a middle-class American household $4,000 more a year. Other estimates are in the range of around $2,000. Trump says consumers won't be impacted.
Who's going to have higher prices is China and all of the countries that have been ripping us off for years.
But Chinese businesses are not the ones paying the import taxes, explains supply chain expert Christopher Tang.
During the election years, everyone is promising the moon. But the truth of the matter is that the import tariffs are paid by the U.S. firms.
So for an imported Chinese-made TV purchased at Costco, it's Costco that pays the import tax.
When companies is facing high import tariffs, there are two buttons to push. One is pass the high import costs to the consumers. The other one is squeeze the Chinese factories to lower the price.
Tang says the risk of pushing Chinese companies to lower the price is poor product quality. Import taxes may mean fewer made-in-China labels printed, but that doesn't mean that there are fewer imports coming from China. They'll just have a label from a different country, says Tang.
China actually ships a lot of components and parts to Vietnam, to India for final assembly. And those end products actually is still importing into the U.S. as well. So therefore, the total effect of on China, they still actually export more, but they're not exporting to U.S. directly.
The World Trade Organization finds tariffs disproportionately affect low-income households, which means a $9.60 bike bell may be out of reach for some consumers if a 60% import tax is slapped on to Chinese-made products. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Washington.
Now back to our main topic. The hunger situation is worsening across Zimbabwe, with many families looking up to relatives in the diaspora for help. While the United Nations Agency World Food Program, or WFP, says 7.6 million Zimbabweans need urgent humanitarian assistance. The government is putting the number at 9 million, adding that $3.3 billion is required to mitigate the drought. The situation is compounded by constant price increases. Last year, Zimbabweans working in different countries sent back $1.8 billion in remittances, and they look set to exceed that figure this year after sending $494 million in the first quarter of 2024, compared to $420 million during the same period last year. Commentators say this underscores the heavy responsibility carried by Zimbabweans in the diaspora to take care of their relatives. Lithona njani Zimbabwe omuhle kuhlelo lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum namuhla sixoxa lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ngezikwenzayo ukuphathisa imindeni ngokudla njengoba ilizwe lisendlaleni embi. Muchirongwa che Live Talk Diaspora Forum nasi tiri kutaura nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika pamusoro pezva zviri kuita mukubatsira mhuri nechikafu sezvo nyika yakatarisana nenzara. Before we bring in our guests, let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our panelists, Mr. Vusumuzi Spanda of the African Diaspora Global Network, and Mr. Innocent Ndenda, founder of Global Exchange Program International. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. Let me start off with Mr. Spanda. You are closest home, Mr. Spanda, in South Africa. That's our neighbor. And we know there's about 1 million Zimbabweans in South Africa. How are people there helping friends and family back home? Because we understand that prices are also going up in South Africa.
Well, good evening, and good evening to all your listeners. Yes, indeed, prices are going up in South Africa. Life has become unbearable, obviously, because of the fuel prices that have been going up quite. So there is a situation where the very same people that are supposed to be helping the Zimbabweans, you know, back at home, are struggling for their own upkeep. But unfortunately, it is a kind of scourge that they cannot avoid because of the fact that, you know, Zimbabwe has always been their responsibility. If you look at the number of vehicles that leave, you know, South Africa on a daily basis, transporting, you know, goods, you know, food, with the commonly known, you know, Malaita, you will realize that, you know, despite the challenges that people are having in South Africa, a lot of them even live in informal settlements and houses. And the reason for that kind of a situation is simply because they cannot afford to ignore their families. They are the backbone. They are the very own protectors, you know, of the people back in Zimbabwe. So the road has become, you know, very, very difficult, you know, for the Zimbabweans that live in South Africa, because it is difficult for them to support, you know, the families back at home, and they cannot neglect them for anyone or trust that the government food aid programs are going to assist. So you've got a situation where there might be a small change in the remittances because of the difficulties that the Zimbabweans are facing in South Africa, including, you know, the ever-changing immigration laws and the fact that many of them are also losing employment, especially those that are undocumented. And we know that a very huge number of the Zimbabweans that was using the commonly called exemption permit is also facing a lot of challenges, including the renewal of those Zimbabwe extension permits, with the latest being the general work permit that they are all being pushed to go and apply, which costs double the price of applying for any other visa in South Africa. It is the most expensive visa, but it is targeted to Zimbabweans. So obviously, I think at this stage, we are seeing Zimbabweans that have been open to very serious, you know, challenges, both at home and here in South Africa, but they have no choice. They are trying to keep up with that.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Spanda, as I bring in Mr. Innocent Denda, founder of the organization Global Exchange Program International. Mr. Ndenda, you are here in the United States. How are you guys helping folks back home?
Thank you very much. We're trying our best by encouraging and enabling people to participate in community development activities. So by so doing, creating opportunity of understanding the concerns, be it social, economy, or the physical challenges which are facing the country. So we normally do these things under the banner of exchange programs, where we take participants from all over the world, then unite them for a cause. Let's say maybe there were floods or anything in the rural areas. Also, by promoting cultural interlearning for participants all over the world to come to Zimbabwe, not as tourists, but as developmental workers in a voluntary work, whereby they have to see our communities rather than staying in a five-star hotel. They'll be staying in our communities, get to know how we eat, how we live. This can also empower young people around the areas, because we're trying to engage young people and communities to help themselves rather than just being handed donations or being given money or anything, so that they can also participate in activities that can help the community in reconstruction and environment, be it renovations or anything. So in terms of like the food thing you're saying, we encourage people to have gardenings, like community gardenings, because it's better when communities work together rather than as individuals. And it's also easy to help a community than helping individuals. So that's what we are participating on doing around Zimbabwe.
Mugore rapera vandenda zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvakatumira mari inosvika iyo $1.8 billion kuhama neshamwari kuZimbabwe. Uyezve hurumende iri kuti so far this year mari iri kutumirwa nevana veZimbabwe back home vari kunze yatodarika yakatumirwa last year ne18% or so. Imimi neshamari dzenyu kana muchitumira mari kuZimbabwe, munotumira iri mari muchitumira hama neshamari dzichitenga chikafu ikoko kana kuti dziri kutenga kuSouth Africa nana Malaysia?
Usually we send for them to buy kuZimbabwe. It can also help economy wise. Because I think that promotes trade and direct investment kumusha. So it can help a lot. Also, economy actually in Munika.
Mm-hmm.
That can cause elastics in economic, which I think So when we're sending money, that's why they're able to read on the remits that they've received such amount, because it goes through the Reserve Bank. It's easier for them to have the data which shows how much money was sent by diasporians to Zimbabwe.
Tinotenda vandenda, and please do stay on the line. Imbotora mtereri, siya kwamukela uhlelo mlaleli. Hello, mlaleli, khona?
Hello.
Makadili njani?
Khona baba linjani?
Hayi siyaphila, sikhuluma lobani?
Ngikhuluma noNtando kule Botswana.
Botswana Ntando. Kunjani khona ngapho, kuyasebenzeka?
Hey, siyancenyisa kuphela. Hey, akusela ukuthi zethini ngoba umnotho welizwe lakithi. Hayi ilizwe lakithi alisayigcini yona intandane ngoba hey, masikhangele isituation eselizweni lakithi ukuthi abantu ekhaya indlala injani. Akula wona amanzi njengabasekhaya last week. Amanzi mpela abantu bashota abazi bashota wona amanzi.
Mhm. Ukudla uyathumela yini Ntando? I'm sure ulemuli njengomuntu wonke ekhaya.
Ukuthi yathenga ukudla lapha eBotswana sikufake kube malayitha bahambe. Baye kuthiye eBulawayo kusuke eBulawayo kuphathise ngoba thina sila bomalayitha nje abasegoli abahamba bezefika emakhaya abethu bayahamba baphelele eBulawayo sokusisele eBulawayo siphathise emabhasini.
Manje i-cost yokuphathisa e-transport nxali hamba buqamuqamu like that ayibizi kakhulu inayo iqinisa imali ene.
Khona uthina ubona kufanana ukuthi ngithumele kuyimali manje nayo imali. Inkulu isuke isithatha kakhulu, iyathatha njengithi ubona ngathi ukuthenga iphathise kwigrosali kuba ngcono.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga Ntando, uqhubeka ugcina umndeni sibe isimo ekhaya.
Hayi siyabonga mhlonishwa.
Siyabonga. That Ntando there, a caller from Botswana. Coming back to you, Babu Spanda. Ukhulume engabo malayitha siyazi ukuthi lasendulo embalini eZimbabwe baqhakathe kakhulu abantu laba thina sakhuliswa ngomalayitha bebuya lamakhumkhumo eyavela kubobaba eGoli. Kathesi ilizwe lisendlaleni engaka, ungathi baqhakatheke kanganani abantu laba isevisi abayenzayo?
Umsebenzi womalayitha ubaluleke kakhulu kulesikhathi esikuso ngoba bakwazi ukuthwala impahla bazise. Uthola ukuthi kunomalayitha osuke etholotho, kube kunomalayitha owakogodlwayo, owaselupani, owaseplumtree, owasegweru, ohambayo ofika emakhaya lapho kungafiki khona namabhasi lawa ahambayo, ofika emizini ayofaka ukudla kumbe impahla le ayithunyiweyo khona kanye ekhaya, okwenza abadala bangaxakeki ngokulayisha ukuphinde balandelele lezo zimpahla ukuze bazithole. Kanti njalo nentengo zabo zivele zenziwa ngaleyo ndlela eyokuthi ukudla kuyofika kuleyo ndawo kufuneka kuye khona. Siyazi ukuthi babhekane nobunzima obukhulu ngoba uma befika eborder kufanele ukuthi badeclare ukuze bakhokhe lokho, bakhokhele lokho kudla intela le efunwa nguhulumeni, ngoba uhulumeni naye ufuna ukudla phela kuyona le ndawo, naye utshela ukuthi uthatha khona lapho imali ebantwini. Kungakho sibona ukuthi kodwa bona banendlela zabo nabo zokuthi baphile ezenza ukuthi baze bakuthwale lokudla bayefika nakho ngendlela nangempengo engcono kunokuthi umuntu ngabe kade ngahamba ngebhasi athi ufuna ukuzidikilela khona, ngoba umuntu akudingakali ukuthi angene ebhasini ahambe nalokho kudla. Kudingakala nje ukuthi umalayisha athole lokho kudla akwazi ukuthi kuya kuphi umuzi. Abaningi bakhona sebeyabazi nalaba bantu, banobudlelwane nabo okwenza babekwazi ukuthi umuzi abasakhona lokhu kudla kuphi, ngoba basuke endaweni ezifana nalabo bantu. So ukuqakatheka kwabomalayitha ngeke nje sakwazi nokukunikeza intengo kumbe izinga lokuthi kubaluleke kangakanani, kuphezu kwayo yonke nje into umuntu angayicabanga, ngoba umsebenzi wabo uqakathekile njalo uyilokho okudingwa ngabantu.
And nxa sikhangela intengo, abantu abaningi bayakhala ekhaya bathi intengo zikhwela njalo nje. Kodwa uthola abanye abaprefera ukuthenga ekhaya kulokuthenga mhlawumbe eGoli, ngoba bathi nxa usufake i-cost yabomalayitha ye-transport kucina mhlawumbe sokufana. Wena nge-experience yakho, kuyini okuthi ikuphi okuchiphileyo ukuthenga ekhaya lokuthenga eGoli uphathise?
ekubhekeni ngesinye isikhathi kungacishe kulingane, kodwa-ke ngoba nalapho uma bethumela iy'mali ekhaya uma bengayithumela iy'mali njalo, uthole ukuthi leyo mali inentengo ukuze basebenzise labo bantu abasebenzisayo ukuyithumela ngayo, kufuneke bayikhokhele. Kanti ma abazali sebesiyodinga lokho kudla ekhaya, ikakhulukazi ngenxa yokuthi kusaphila intengo yedola eZimbabwe, othola ukuthi indlela okutshintshwa ngalo akuyona esingesemthethweni. Njengamanje ma ungathi ufika nje endaweni eziningi eziyitolo, uthole ukuthi irandi idola litshintsha amarandi awu-20. Lokho kusuke kwenza ukuthi kube nengcindezi, ngoba ekuthengeni irandi lapha e-South Africa liwu-17 something. Umuntu uma ethenga impahla yakhe ayithenga lapha e-South Africa, uyithenga nge-official rate. So ekugcineni umahluko ugcina ukhona, ikakhulukazi uma kufika ngokuthi uthenga impahla eningi kangakanani uma umuntu esebenzisa imalayisha. Kanti nezinga lempahla uthole ukuthi kumele kade elifuna akuseyilona lona azolithola uma ecabanga ukuthi ayothenga lapha ekhaya, ngoba nakhu phela okunye ukudla kwakhona kusuke kungekhona lokhu abakudinga lapha e-South Africa abakuthola khona. Kusuke uthole ukuthi ngoso kusuke endaweni eyihlukileyo, okunye uthole ukuthi nanezinga elalokhu ukudla abakufunayo akulona. So ziningi izinto umuntu angazibheka azithole ukuthi ngempela ngesinye isikhathi kuze kube ngcono ukusebenzisa bona labo malayisha, ngoba vele sebejwayelane nabo.
Thank you. The Vaspanda qhube kubambile khonapho ke ngithathe umlaleli. Hello caller. Mlaleli siyakwamukela caller. Hello Mtereri. I think we have a problem there with that listener. Going back to Ubabundenda, Innocent Denda, while we try to reconnect with that caller. Van Denda, Muno Mumu America, we know kuti kunotoranguaga reba, ganauchila ku tumira zvino. I think it's about 6 months or so, but varipo avo vana malaicha ve Muno Mumu. Mungati varipo here vari kutumira chikafu nana malaicha vemuno umu, kana kuti vari kutumira imwe midziyo isiri chikafu kuZimbabwe, vari kungotumira mari because ainodikanwa agent?
Chikafu chinotinetsei nekuti chinotora mwaka wakati oo, asi kutumira vanhu vanenge vachitumira dziri mari nekutumira kana kuri kunana South Africa tichizoendana namalaicha zvacho kumusha chikafu, izvo zviri kuitika. Kana uchitumira veukama unokwanisa kutumira because it's cheaper kutengera kusouth africa, chozoenda hacho kumusha, nekuti kwedu kwacho mitengo yacho inozonge yakati kwirei nenyaya yekuti maproducts ese ari muzimbabwe acho ari kubva kusouth africa kwacho, zvinove zvinokonzeresa kuti vanhu vazotengere kana kunana south africa zvinenge zviri nani. Asi vanhu vanongotumira dziri mari, akashoma kuti munhu anzi atumira kubva kuamerica kutumira chikafu. Ndisingazivi hangu kana kune vamwe vanozviita, but it takes maybe 3 months I think or 4, I don't know, but chikafu takes a long time kuti chisvika. But zvekutengera kusouth africa izvo zviriko, but zvive zvino futi zvinokuvadzawo ikonomi yedu because the spare yeikonomi yedu haikwanisi kunge ichikura nenyaya yekuti tikutengera maproducts ekusouth africa, ikonomi yesouth africa ndo inenge ichitobhuta. Zvinenge zvichidawo kuti tichitengera maproducts ekumusha kwedu, tichipromotawo masmall medium entrepreneurship vanenge vari kutangawo mabhizinesi madiki vachiitawo maproducts avo kuri kumusha. But I think in terms of policing dzekumusha zvinhu zvacho zviri tricky because iwo unenge uchifunga mune zvakanaka kuti udaro, but unotoona kuti vakuru vacho vepolitics pamwe ndo vari kutohodha zvakawanda kubva kusouth africa. So youare fighting the market inenge itori saturated already, so it's difficult. I think as a people tese tofanange tichibatana tichiita chinhu chimwe chete, ndo zvinopedza nzara. But tikati vamwe vari kuita izvo, vamwe vari kuita izvo, I don't think zvinopedza nzara.
And what's making the situation worse inyaya yemaprice increases, zvinhu zviri kungoramba, mitengo iri kungoramba ichikwira, asi government iri kuti iri kuita zvese zvairi kugona kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Mungati ndizvo here zviri kuitika izvi?
handikati kudaro bhozi economy yekuZimbabwe ndingati ezvinezvi mamirira akaita idog eat dog nenyaya yekuti ane chigaro neane position neanokwanisa kuita zvaanokwanisa kuita zvinomubetsera kuti aite mari nekutora situation neadvantage like kutaura kwatiri kuita kuti chikafu izvozvi tiri kunetsa ndaitotaura nemumwe munhu achitaura kuti ine zvikwana anonzi matakshobhozi naane mwe akanisa ndadzokera kumusha hakusisina masupemaketi ari kutovhara mahosels ari kuvhara saka what kind of an economy yatetichirana uku mapolicies anenge achitaurwa enyika nezviri kuitika paground zvinhu two zvakasiyana you'll find kuti vari kuita matakshop acho vanhu vatori nemapolitical influence nemaposti makuru ndo vari kuita matakshop they are buying in bulk bhoza vanenge vane mari vanonotenga kumahosel manufacturers in South Africa then they come and stock mumatakshops especially in Harare Harare no supermarket is no more functional because wholesale yaurayiwa zvinhu zvaangobva direct to the manufacturer to the tuckshop in South Africa kuenda kutuckshop which means mamanufacturer ekumusha aurayiwa mawholeseller aurayiwa saka we are killing more nenyaya yekuti mumwe munhu ane advantage yekuti anokwanisa kungozviita and haabhadhare duty because anenge ane political switch saka it's terrible
Baba Spanda ngize kuwe alubana umnotho weZimbabwe umi kuhle ambona ukuthi ngabe abantu abangu 9 million bonke more than half population yelizwe ukuthi ngaba bhekane lendlala lanxa nje kungumnyaka wendlala ongadalwanga nguhulumende kodwa anxa sesikhangela iperformance kahulumende kwezenotho lapha ungathi uphethe kuhle yini umnotho uhulumende ngoba sitshona sisizwe sitshaya isifuba uhulumende sithi hayi izigi silethe ukunzinza okukhulu kwezenotho
uma bengibheka nje ngeizolo bengibheke lapha kade bethi izigi ngathi isilahlekelwe u-45% ingxenye ezingamashumi amane nanhlanu selokhu yaqala yaba khona ningazi ukuthi iqiniso kangakanani lokho kodwa namhlanje ungqongqoshe wezasekhaya lapha e-South Africa uye wacishelela indaba ngabantu abanolwazi esilibiza ngokuthi critical skills ulwazi oludingakala ngendlela emangazayo lapha e-South Africa kwabonakala ukuthi i-South Africa ithatha abantu kumisebenzi kumaviza anikezwe abantu abangu-4900 kumbe singathi 5,000 iZimbabwe yihamba phezulu ngo-1,790 abantu abathole ama-critical skills visa ilandelwa yi-India ene-989 ubheke ukuthi India elandela iZimbabwe yenza ingxenye nje eyabantu abasuke eZimbabwe okusho ukuthi India neZimbabwe kuhlangene banikeze ama-visa awu-55% kanti cishe u-50% wonke usuka eZimbabwe okusho ukuthi iZimbabwe iphelele ngabantu abafunde kakhulu kweze-IT kweze-auditing emathing nami ihlala ingaselabo abantu abangasebenza benze lemisebenzi ngoba uhulumeni akayazi into ayenzayo uhulumeni utshontshela abantu uhulumeni ngakwazi ukuthi kudaleke imisebenzi akakwazi ukuthi abantu bahugeke bahlale ekhaya basebenze ngoba umuntu uyasebenza anikeze imali enjengeziki angakwazi ukuyisebenzisa engafuni ukwamukela nabaseyitolo akekho nomuntu oyibambayo yaziyo leyo mali ukuthi yimali nhloboni ngoba kayisebenziseki umuntu uyayinikeza leyo mali kwaku-akhawunti abe sekumele ahambe ayodinga idola ukuze akwazi ukuyothenga ngoba labo abamukela iy'mali abadayisa izinto abayifuneki uyibona leyo mali lokho kungenxa yokuthi uhulumeni
Siyabonga Babu Spanda, and that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests, Mr. Vusumuzi Spanda of the African Diaspora Global Network and Mr. Innocent Ndenda, founder of Global Exchange Program International. And of course, a big thanks to you, our valued listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm Tunga Milinkomo. Good night.